even when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams, gonna make them true.
Yeah, we got big dreams here at the Genius Lab. Thank you for listening to the Genius Lab podcast today. We're going to shift things up a little bit. We did like 40 podcasts on my book, Release Your Shit and Reclaim Your Power. You can find that at tobychristensen.com. I'm also continuing to do workshops entitled Release Your Shit and Reclaim Your Power. They're 5-day workshops, and we're doing one in November on the island of Kauai, and it's a kick-ass way to just deal with the shit and make stuff happen in your life. Another program that I have that I've had for many years that I has been just like a golden chalice, you know, that's helped hundreds and hundreds of people is my program. I used to just call it MOVE, M-O-V-E, but now I call it Move Into the Magic, because the thing that I see is when people engage in these things, in these exercises, it's magical. Their life fucking changes. Like, you can Anthony Robbins yourself to death, you can walk on fire, you can say all the affirmations you want, but if you don't do the deep work, you're not going to get the deep change. People that I see that go to the rah-rah guys, and I love them, they're fantastic, and I'm inspired by them, absolutely. But the thing that happens is you get a very short-term response. It's kind of like getting drunk to forget your sorrows, and then you wake up the next morning and your sorrows are still there. So what we do is we're dealing with the big issues. You know, if you feel stuck, if you're unclear, if you set goals but never reach them, you know, that's what MOVE is about. If you have big dreams and you can never seem to bring them to fruition, that fucking pisses me off. I mean, I've been there and it sucks. And the thing that, you know you have what it takes, you just don't know what that thing is or where to find it. And so, you know, it's like the old reach for the brass ring, and it's just out of reach. What we want to do with motivation, with move into the magic, is bring you into a place where you address what I call the four pillars of success. And MOVE is an acronym for these four things: motivation, organization, visualization, and execution. MOVE, M-O-V-E, motivation, organization, visualization, and execution. Pretty fun, huh? So, pardon me. So today we're going to deal with motivation, because one of the biggest things that is, if we're not motivated, we don't do anything, right? And when you're not motivated, it's hard to get motivated to be motivated. It's like this vicious fucking circle, right? It's like going right down the drain. But we're going to work these in conjunction with a cosmology that I learned in West Africa that was just absolutely mind-blowing to me. I lived with the Dagara people in West Africa in the country of Burkina Faso for a period of time. I've been there several times. And I've learned so much from these people: uneducated, tribal people, no technology, no modern technology. They have indigenous technology, which completely blows our shit out of the water. But they're powerful, powerful, happy, fulfilled people. And it has been my great pleasure to be associated with these people and to be trusted enough for them to share many of their secrets with me. So I'm going to share them with you because you're here listening to my podcast. So we're going to start with motivation. And the thing about motivation is, you know, we hear number one in the Dagara tradition, in the West African model, motivation is connected with fire. Fire is the element that ignites hope, and hope is the fuel for motivation. And what you believe fuels hope. Okay. And so we're going to do an exercise that it might seem really funky, but I'll tell you what, after I did this for 21 days, I was blown away at all the stuff that came up and all the stuff that I got to reevaluate. So, you know, we always hear, what's a cynic? Simon Sinek, great guy, fantastic speaker, beautiful, beautiful presenter, man, that guy can kick butt. And he talks about your why you do something. But there's every business coach in the freaking world now is doing. You must find a compelling why. Tony Robbins screams it all the time. You must have a compelling why. But the thing that I've found as I've worked with people is that, you know, you can have a why, but your why isn't very powerful if you don't know what your core values are. Yeah. It's like, if you don't know what you stand for, it doesn't matter why you do something. You're not going to have the power in your why until you know what you stand for. So what are your core values? That's something that's really important to look at. What are your core beliefs? What do you truly believe about yourself and the world that you live in? What's your mission? Why the fuck are you here? You know, if you don't know those things, then you know, why is out there a few steps. So I would highly encourage you to think about these things. And if you go to tobychristensen.com and you look at my services and you go to Genius Lab, it's a very first item. I do these Genius Lab sessions where I help work you through core values, core beliefs, mission, and then I help you put together goals that are inspired in alignment with your core values, inspired by your core beliefs, and in alignment with your mission. Okay? So when everything is working together, everything works more powerfully. So if your mission is to save the world or to clean the ocean and you're selling shoes at Nordstrom, no wonder you're so fucking unhappy, right? So, and no wonder you never get your goal achieved because you're not congruent with what's going on. And the thing that we want to do is we want to get your motivation rolling. We want to get you organized. We want to help you create a clear vision of what it is that you want to create and then a plan of execution. And that's what MOVE is about. MOVE is a full day program. Just so you know, it is a full day that we work together, like 8 hours. It's really freaking intense. And you walk away with a book called MOVE Into the Magic, of course. And it is a dynamic program that you can then work. Once we've worked it together, you can work it by yourself. Now, a lot of people come back and they want to work it with me anyway, but you don't have to. There is plenty of information in this book to keep you going on your own for the rest of your life. So here's the first exercise I want to talk about today, and that is I call it the I believe exercise. And the reason is because we address what you believe. And the way we do it is this. Get a piece of paper, and on the top left-hand side, write, I believe. And then right below that, I believe. And right below that, I believe. And right below that, I believe. So on the left-hand side, you have 20 times written, I believe. Then go back up to the first one and finish the sentence. I believe, and say the first thing that pops into your head. And one of the things that's funny about this is at times you believe that the world is good. I believe I'm worthy. I believe I'm whatever. And then all of a sudden you'll like, I believe that I don't deserve what I'm asking for. I believe I'm inherently a bad person, or I believe I'm inherently a good person, but I've made some really bad mistakes, or what? You're all over the place. And what you do is you do this exercise for 21 days. And what it does, it weeds out all the little bullshit that fucks with our mind, and it empowers us to get down to the core. When you see certain things showing up over and over and over and over again, you can pretty much bet that that is a core belief. Okay? And your core beliefs are the things that fire you up to connect to your mission, because your mission is what you do in the world, and your core beliefs are what you believe about yourself and the world around you. So do it 20 times. And do this exercise for 21 days, okay? And you can, and just write out the first thing that comes to you in one or two sentences, okay? Sometimes you can write a little bit more, you know, like, I believe that my parents were assholes and didn't treat me fairly. You know, that's a little longer sentence than I believe I'm good, or I believe in God, or and when you do a general statement like that, like, I believe in God, like, what the fuck does that mean? Okay. Like, I believe in a higher power that created me in its image, or, you know, which is sort of the Christian thing, although I would have said created me in his image, because they have this gender thing connected to God. So figure out what it is. Like, make sense of it. Don't just put some generic bullshit out there. Like, make sense of it. Because what we want to do with this is we want to get you really dialed into what you truly believe, the energy that you hold around your belief, and so that when you come into the world and when you make your presence known, it's known with power and veracity and it's believable. Because if you don't believe yourself, no one else is going to believe you. Okay? So do it 20 times. I believe, boom. And just first thing that comes to your mind, you're going to do it for 21 days. And what's interesting is some days really cool things come, like, I believe I'm a superstar. I believe I can do anything I put my mind to. I believe I deserve goodness. I believe I'm in the flow of good fortune, blah, 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 whatever it is, right? And then other days it's like, I believe I'm a piece of shit and don't deserve anything. I believe that if I didn't have a daughter, I would go kill myself. I believe, you know, just like, some days are like, you're like popcorn and lollipops, and another day you're stepping in dog doo, you know, the whole time. And then most days are a mix, okay? So check it out and do the work, and it'll take you, it just depends. Some people are really good at this and they can just like slam it out. I've had days when it's taken me like a half hour, 45 minutes to get done because I can't think of 20 things. But, and then other days it takes me 5 minutes. So just roll with yourself. Okay. Just be good to yourself and see what happens. Okay. And then when you get done, I want you to sit back and examine the emotions and the feelings that come up as you read these sentences, you know, like, how did that feel in your body when you said, I believe I am worthy of greatness? Whoa! How did that feel? Where did you feel it? What did it inspire you to think about? Like, how did you see yourself? And now what the fuck are you going to do about it? And that's the fun part, because when you get your core beliefs dialed in, you can start on your mission. Okay? So think about the feelings. And then what This is sort of backwards, but it's really powerful. So what are the feelings you desire to connect with as you create the life of your dreams? So I believe, da, da, da. So if those emotions that go along with those beliefs are messed up and they don't inspire you to move forward, what feelings do you want to create? What do you want to, what's her name? Danielle Laporte has this thing. What are your core desired feelings for the day? So the other thing is, when you look at your beliefs, think about, like, what is it that you love doing and why? Because if you're doing something that you don't like to do, okay, I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how powerful it makes you feel or look. You are going to fucking hate it in no period of time at all, and it's going to be completely disabling. So I think that This is a handful of good stuff. And connect to what you believe and believe it and own it and come into your power and keep looking up.